MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales. We're here to hear from you. It's toll free, you know, so call us at 888-RADIO-30. Do it again, 888-723-4630.
Well, we've gotten some contact us emails, Griff.
Oh, that's great.
And so I wanted to mention that if for some reason you can't call us at 888-RADIO-30, you can click on the little Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. You can get an email over to us while we're on the air.
Yes.
So Penny from New York, known Penny. On eBay as P. Sunser, P-S-U-N-S-E-R, said, I recall not too long ago you spoke about changes to the prohibited and restricted items list so that empty boxes and packages are allowed. Can you confirm that it's now okay to list empty Tiffany boxes or Coach bags, for
instance? Yes, like the dust covers that come with.
Yes,
it's okay to list those now.
And the Tiffany boxes?
Yep.
Oh, good.
I never quite understood that prohibition because they're legitimate items. I don't know where that came from.
I think
honestly.
I know where it came from.
What?
You're not supposed to ship somebody a box with nothing in it.
No, that wasn't it. Because people were making it clear this is a Tiffany box. You know, Tiffany, those beautiful turquoise boxes.
Yes, which
I use fake ones
for all my jewelry sales, by the way.
It doesn't have anything in it. It wasn't that. There was another reason, and I can't think of why. But anyway.
So maybe it was that people could do bad things with them, like pretend that the bag inside of it is Coach when it's
gone. I don't know. Well.
So it's okay now. So good news, Penny. And I want to thank you so much for using the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player to get in touch with us today. We do appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
And we have more. Okay. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear from you. If you can't do it, then you can send them in like these other folks did. This one is from Ken in Pelham, Alabama. Known on eBay as Jelly Belly Dist. Jelly Belly D-I-S-T.
Jelly Belly.
Yep. Question. Using Promotion Manager, is there a way I can offer discounts in this manner? Purchase one item at full price, then each additional item will be such and such a percentage off?
Yeah.
If so, how? I can only get the discount to work this way. Buy one item at full price, then second item at percentage off.
Really?
Yeah. So he wants purchase one item at full price, then each additional item will be such and such a percentage off.
I thought you could do that. Let me look. I've got managed promotions up. So you can do order discounts, and that's the first promotion option. Order discounts offer are an easy way to promote the purchase of more than one item at any time by allowing you to offer discounts when buyers buy a minimum number of items or spend a minimum amount in one transactions. And some of the examples given on the page are save $15 when you spend $50, save $20 when you spend $100, save $20 when you buy three, save 25% when you buy three. Buy one, get one at 50% off.
There it is.
Yeah, you can do that. I wonder why they weren't able to.
Buy one, get one at 50% off.
Yeah.
That'll do it for him.
That's right. You can also give codeless coupons. And you can get an extra 10% off or at percentage off. You can have a promotion, a codeless coupon that allows you to save $10 when you spend a certain amount, or you know, save an X amount when you spend X amount or more, or save a certain percentage when you spend X amount or more. And there's also, this is a much better tool for offering shipping discounts because you can say things, and sellers were asking for this for years. Free economy shipping on orders over X amount. Free expedited shipping. Upgrade to second day shipping for only X dollars. Upgrade to overnight shipping for only X dollars. You can have sales events. And some of those are, like, for example, save a certain percentage on these brand name shoes, or save a certain percentage on Star Wars Lego sets, as an example. And then the last one that I love is accessory discounts. If you sell these kinds of items, this is a way to bundle purchases to get people to buy more. So, for example, buy a camera, get 10% off select accessories. Or buy a TV and get 25% off Blu-ray players. These are all examples. Buy a printer, get ink cartridges at 50% off. So if you want to know more, then go to the tutorial page for create and manage your promotions. That's at ebay.com/special-offers/tutorial.html.
So, CJ on the chat board says, they explained to me long ago they stopped allowing the sale of empty boxes as they were being used to keyword spam with a generic item in the listing.
Oh, well, or, that would still be not allowed.
Or putting a non-Tiffany necklace inside the Tiffany box.
Right.
Yeah.
But that has changed.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yeah. I don't think we announced that. I think it just changed. Somebody asked, why isn't it on the list anymore? I had an interesting meeting with the guy who oversees, the vice president who oversees customer support yesterday. We had never met, believe it or not. And we had an afternoon meeting just to kind of shoot the breeze, get to know each other. And I came away, I really like this guy. He gets it.
What's his name?
Well, we're going to have him on the show, I hope, soon. His name is Steve Baum. And Steve, it was a great pleasure to meet him. I had a wonderful time talking to him. And one of the things we talked about was, there's way too many policies on eBay. I said, yeah, we've been saying that for years. He said, yeah, we're going to fix that. So there's a team working in customer support now. They're analyzing everything, and we'll be getting rid of, either consolidating or getting rid of, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of legacy from another time. Doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. One of the things I've noticed since day one is that there's this concerted effort to take stock or inventory, if you will, of everything that we do, specifically in my world on the seller end, and saying, why are we doing this? And do we need to do this?
That's good.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you something else.
Hooray.
That's good.
What?
Charmin from Birmingham, Alabama is on.
Oh, Charmin.
You know, Jasmine's Attic.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Charmin.
Hi.
What's up today?
Well, actually, I wasn't going to call, but I'm so psyched. I just did my first webinar.
Oh, great.
The e-commerce one.
How'd it go?
It was wonderful, and so I really wanted to call in to encourage anyone to just start looking at the webinars. And this one, when I looked at, you know, it's like somebody
hold
from
on.
The department.
Charmin, hold on. Is this webinar on the same time we're on the show?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
hello.
Goodbye,
darn.
Charmin.
Yeah, we
can't. You know, what? Here's what I do, Charmin.
No, I know now. I know what you're. Don't fuss at me too much.
No, though, I'm not fussing at you. I just want to make.
I'm just going to stand back here.
You stand back, Griff. I just want to make something clear, okay? I am the first one to give everybody an opportunity on this show to tell us when they're going to have seminars, when they're going to do webinars, when they're going to do this and that, as long as they don't conflict with our show. I mean, I would be stupid to sit here and say, don't listen to us right now. Go over to so-and-so and listen to that. We just can't do it. But I'm happy that you went to one. I'm delighted.
See, I thought it was an eBay. Well, I guess it was eBay because that's how I signed up. So you're saying you're... Okay, I just thought it was the same platform.
I don't know, was it? I'd be interested in knowing that because no one in the company is supposed to be.
Do me a favor, Charmin, do me a favor.
Yeah, send us the
email to us, okay,
yeah,
about the information on it. Because if it's somebody in the company, they need to change the time of their webinar.
Right, and we'll be nice about it. Some people aren't aware of the little, there's a little polite rule.
Yeah, so I know, you know, I'm not your biggest fan. I was trying to encourage people to get their research, take a free thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And now I will say not, I mean, because I think maybe
Charmin,
you can get this one in.
It's not you. It's us.
Oh, I know, but you know, I mean, hey, I'm emailing Lee and asking her what books I should buy. Like, should I buy Margaret Collier's eBay 9 Steps? So I'm, like, on fire. And that's what I wanted to say. If you can get any of these in. I mean, I didn't set out to take one at the same time. In fact, what I thought was, I went, now, why did eBay do that? You know, because I want to go to eBay Radio.
Sure.
Okay.
It was
on Charmin, here's what I'd like you to do, seriously, because we have other people waiting on the line.
Okay.
Would you please send us email right now? Send it to griff@ebay.com and lee@voicemarketing.com and tell us who put this webinar on and what it was.
I will do it. Thank you.
Okay.
Charmin, you're
because
the best.
Because you see, here's the deal, Charmin. They'd be better off changing the time and date of their seminars or their webinars,
so that we
can promote them. We can promote them.
Listen, I'm on your side here, but here's the thing. I really thought it was all. I thought, well, you know, like Griff might get invitations to two meetings in the same building at the same time.
Oh, so all the time.
But this was on global shipping, which is where a lot of your probably calling people get nervous about doing, which is the only, if it had been on anything else, I probably would have said, no, I'm going to go to eBay Radio.
Okay, Charmin, you let.
On global, I'm going to send you an email right now.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks, Charmin.
Bye-bye.
She's the best.
You got to understand, folks.
Well, of course.
I mean,
yeah,
it's only, you know.
And Lee is very competitive that way. Me, I don't care. It's good cop, bad cop here. Lee.
Yeah, sure.
This segment was brought to you by a lying person, me. Worth Point. Got any tips? Call us. 888-RADIO-30.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at ebay.com. That's Coach Jack at ebay.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Got any tips, any tricks, any helpful hints? Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Okay, now that I'm calmed down. Now that I'm calmed down, I do want to say to folks, of course I want you to be the best you can be at selling. That's our whole, that's the whole reason we're here.
That's our raison d'etre.
That's it, period. There is no other reason for us to be here. But I'm also a radio professional. As many of you know, this is my 50th year in radio. You do not promote other things that are happening at the same time as your radio show. It's just the way it is. So if you're going to have a webinar, if you're going to have a meeting, an event, whatever, I'm happy for us to promote it all that we can on both of our, you know, out of both of our mouths, Griff and I. But also, you know, we have the event calendar also. I'm happy to promote it.
Happy.
Just don't have it during the same time as their show, honey, or I won't. Mark in Gainesville, Georgia, known on eBay as Mark2000-2009. Hello, Mark. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Welcome. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your show. I ran across something I didn't know. I might just kind of pass it on to some other sellers. I thought it might be good information.
Sure.
I ran across a real funny. I got a notice from eBay Saturday that I dropped from top rated to above standard. Not really concerned me because I've got a lot of things in place to keep that from happening to me. So I called, and a nice young fellow after I got transferred a few times told me I need to run a report, which I wasn't aware you can run a report of the transactions and why. So I got it back, and I called yesterday and talked to five different folks and finally ended up with a nice young man last night. And long and short of it was, I do a lot of combined shipping. I mean, a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple customers that just pay a couple times a month. Well, what happens is when you use the eBay system to combine the shippings, it only puts the tracking on one of the invoices. So what ended up happening is I ended up with 128 items to the same customer that had all been shipped without tracking numbers on it. And I remember when it happened, I ship on Saturday also. I shipped them all, did the invoice, you know, print it out, and called it a week. Well, by the next Monday or Tuesday, I'm sitting there looking and saying, well, it's not showing any of this thing shipping. So I went back and manually put all the tracking in, but made them all past the time when they were supposed to have been shipped, although they'd already been shipped. So anyway, long and the short of it is, I guess it's one of those ones you just need to, you know, if you're doing multiple combined shippings, you really need to watch it, and the invoicing will combine for shipping, but it will not put the tracking on more than one invoice at a time.
Right. So how did you print the labels for those?
Well, what I do is I go into the invoice, and there's a place in there what I did is click on the different invoices I wanted, go to the top, and click, let me get it in front of me so I don't group it up. It's just the way I normally print them. It's to do multiple shipping, and then it brings up the ones to the same customer, and you click combine. And it does combine them, and you put in the information for the combined.
Yeah.
And after you do that, and normally what happens is I usually ship first class.
Sure.
So to have a big thing like that, I changed over to Priority.
Yeah, that's okay. So here's what I think. I actually think we're dropping the ball here. Because when you combine those during the print label flow, it's supposed to, and it works this way for me. It assigns that tracking number, the same tracking number for every item combined, to every transaction. So I want you to do me a favor. Can you send me the details of this? I need to send this to the shipping team, because if what you're telling me is true, and I have no reason to doubt it, you should not have been penalized. So send me this information.
Sure, I will. And matter of fact, I can send you the. I actually, like I said, had them run a report, and you can see it's all exactly the same person.
Yeah. So I think that this needs to be addressed, and I'm happy to do it for you. So email it to griff@ebay.com using regular email, and sure. I will get someone involved in this.
I really would appreciate it. Like I say, I you know, you can look at my feedback. I bust my hump trying to, you know.
Of course. Of course you did. You did. Here's the thing. You did everything right. You shouldn't suffer. So send it to me.
I will do that, and I sure do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good afternoon.
You're welcome. It drives me crazy, Lee, because I think what this guy's describing is something where our system didn't work. If you're combining the shipments through our process, it assigns that. It's supposed to assign that tracking number to every single one of the combined items. So he should not be in this situation. Well, and I won't sleep until it's fixed.
Well, I'm glad that you can do something about it.
I think this is when I can.
Yes.
I better.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And we're here for a listing dish, if you would like that. We're also here for any challenges you may be having with your eBay sales, your eBay listings. We're here to talk about just about an entrepreneurial issue you're having with being an entrepreneur. We can talk to you about that. Ideas for what you'd like to sell on eBay. You know, we don't talk a lot about product sourcing as far as places to product source on this program, Griff, only when people call up and tell us what they've done. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have any unusual product sourcing places you go to, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. We'd like to hear about them, of course. And we're here for you in just about any way, shape, or form on Thursdays here. This is your show. We don't have any guests on Thursdays, just your phone calls and your emails. And so this is your show today. So this is the time to call up and find out what's going on in the eBay world to help make your life easier. So we've got some eBay tips, Griff, on page 16. And
on 16. Let me get to that
16.
Page. 16. So 13, 14, mm-hmm. 15. I can do it. I'm there. Yes, okay. Here we go. Well, okay.
We've already done the first one.
Yeah.
How about the second one? Would you read that?
Well, and I love this one. And this brings up such a great point, because you can use this tip, what it's telling you. Let me tell you the tip first. To make fine china, porcelain, or ceramic dinnerware and mugs look almost new, use metal or silver cleaner on them. It removes all the flatware marks, and they sparkle as if they're brand new. And here's why I love that tip. You should be doing this to everything you sell, except for antiques or collectibles where the original finish is really important and you don't want to ruin it. But for most other things, like, for example, I sell used apparel. Go check my feedback. People think it's new. I would never take a shirt and sell it kind of soiled, or even if it was clean, all wrinkled. I want my stuff to look as good as new when it gets in the buyer's hands. And you should do the same thing. Yeah, maybe it takes a little extra work. You know, I sell used shoes. You wouldn't know that most of these were used when you saw them, because if I can't clean them up and make them look as good as new, I pass them by in the store. So make sure you're cleaning and presenting your stuff that you're selling in the best possible condition, so that your buyer will be delighted. They'll go, oh my heavens, look at this stuff. Wait a minute, did he say this was used? Because I swear this is new. You want that kind of reaction.
It
says here, In addition, I guess this is a type, Moss Silver Cleaner. Sorry, and when it's, can you take over for a minute?
I certainly can. So he's talking about Moss, M-A-A-S, Silver Cleaner. And this article says that when you apply it to Bakelite plastic items,
Bakelite,
it will turn an orange color. If it doesn't change color, it's not Bakelite.
That's a simple little tip. And that's not all. Moss Silver Cleaner will remove permanent black marker ink, too. I got to try that. It's a great way to get the garage sale price off of any item with a non-porous surface. But you have to be careful. You want to test first, because it will also remove some of the painted background on something like a paper or cardboard surface.
Okay. Moss, M-A-A-S, Silver Cleaner.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some.
And it removes permanent black marker ink, too. Did you say that?
Yes. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Brito.
Oh.
Do you remember Brito?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It's not real, babe. It's in this Three Stooges. It's,
exactly.
Okay. Brito! Brito! Make old bodies new. We'll sell a million bottles. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, God. Why do all boys like that?
Oh, I loved the Three Stooges.
God, I can't stand them, and they're hitting each other, and oh, my God.
Well, they were funny.
Yeah, it's a boy thing.
And let me check. Hold on. Yes, I am indeed a boy.
Yes. Have you written an eBay guide? You know, I've only written one guide.
I've
so
only
far.
Written one. I've only written one.
Oh, God.
I think about writing others, but I say everyone else has written the best guides in these topics anyway. Why would I want to top them?
Not my topic, though. I've got one guide up there, and I'm going to do a second one, and I know what it's going to be already. My guide is on doing auto attendant messages and how your phone should sound when people call you. What should be on the other? I did that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm going to do an on hold one, I think.
Oh, yeah, on hold.
Yeah.
What do you put on an on hold message?
Well, mine are very interesting.
You have facts and stuff.
Yeah, whenever possible. Some of my clients just want the regular, hate to make you wait on hold. We'll be right back.
Your call is valuable to us.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
I know. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, Let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.